I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of rock stars, our old buddy Chester Bennington horrifically committed suicide today at the age of 41. He used to come on the bench frequently and do the show. Big sports fan. This first clip's from June of 2014. Talking with him about them playing Hybrid Theory in full to celebrate its 15th year anniversary and how they put together their album that came out that year, The Hunting Party. I heard you guys jam that album out from start to finish. Did people freak out when you played Hybrid Theory?
It was pretty rad. I mean, you know, there was a lot of press about it, and it was kind of a really cool thing that the promoters of Download actually came to us and asked, you know, if we would be interested in celebrating 15 years of Linkin Park and, you know, the anniversary of Hybrid Theory and pay homage to a record that they felt, you know, really inspired a lot of the band.
This album isn't the album that you guys started making when you first were working on things. Talk about how this came to be, what it is.
We've been kind of, over the last couple of records, really pushing ourselves creatively and trying new things. And, you know, the last thing we want to do is make a bunch of records that sound the same. And it's one of the things I love about being in this band the most. And early in our early demos, we were kind of writing a bunch of stuff, you know, especially that Mike was kind of writing a bunch of stuff that sounded a lot like what's happening in mainstream rock music right now. And he wasn't feeling it, you know. He didn't like what he was writing. He felt like it was just going to get lost in the sea of indie pop-sounding alternative music that is everywhere. And, you know, really what we wanted to hear was music that had an edge to it, that had rawness to it, that had something that, you know, was going to inspire the young versions of ourselves to go be in a band and kind of fitting into the landscape of the way of what modern rock is right now. Just didn't seem like it was really us. And we felt like, you know, we're in a unique position to kind of be the band that can go out and make a great hooky, heavy, hard rock record that, you know, has a lyrical connection and a melodic connection. And 'cause there's not really anything out there that's doing it right now.
Hey, you guys have changed so much and evolved, you know, with your music. You've gone over the years from CD to CD. Did it feel weird to essentially go back to making music closer to how you started, or did it feel comfortable, like you were picking it up right from, like, when you were Hybrid?
It was kind of fun because I would have to say, you know, we really wanted to kick things up a notch technically in terms of the guitar playing, especially the drumming, especially. We didn't want to just make like a heavy rock record. Like, we wanted to make a record that, you know, pulled from the ethos of the stuff that got us into making music in the first place. You know, most of the stuff we were into was like offensive. Our parents hated it, you know. It was aggressive. It was raw. It was hip hop. It was like always either really aggressive or like really inappropriate. And we wanted to make a record that kind of pulled from that ethos and, you know, went with that kind of raw and visceral energy and that kind of like hunger, that desire to go out and conquer something or like shine a light on something that pissed you off, you know? And for us, like, I don't think we could have made this record 4 years ago. You know, 4 years ago, I was like, I want to sing. I want to show people a side of the band that's not aggressive, but, you know, melodic and beautiful and really focused on writing great songs. And, you know, now I feel like I want to scream on every song. I want to hear hard guitar. I want to hear crazy drums, but I want to do that and write great songs. And I think that that's where we're at right now.
And then Chester, we asked him, this is from October of 2013, talking with him about some of the fondest memories of his career up to that point and how cool it's been that people of all walks love their music. Here he is. I know as a kid, you were fascinated and exotic on Depeche Mode and like STP, and the fact that you could chill with, you know, Dean and Robert and write music with them had to just freak you out when they called you and they're like, we want you, no questions asked, come make music with us, be our front and do your thing. We need you.
It's funny, to a certain degree, I kind of feel like they're really, you know, if they ever decided to move forward with somebody else besides Scott, that the only person that made sense to me was me. So, you know, so selfishly, I was very excited, but I also, you know, I've known these guys for a while, and had this happened 10 years ago, I probably would have knocked my pants. But there are a few moments in my life where I kind of stop and go, what am I doing here, you know?
Right.
One moment was, you know, in the studio with Linkin Park, and I'm sitting there watching these guys move, you know, move to the studio, and just the way we write music, and it's just like, sometimes I have to sit back and go, this is crazy that I do this for a living. And then the number one moment was, you know, at the Grammys, with me and the guys in Linkin Park up on stage with Jay-Z, and then Paul McCartney comes out, and I was like standing there going, what is happening right now? That's the number one moment where, you know, I kind of stand there and go, okay, this is weird, you know. And then top five, probably top three, is I work with this children's hospital in Arizona, and every year we do, you know, a fundraiser. And last year I got to meet Larry Fitzgerald, and I got to meet Steve Young, and we're standing there taking pictures and everything, and I'm kind of standing there and looking at either side of me, and I'm going, dude, this is insane. I've got like two of the best players
right.
in history at their, you know, at their positions hanging out.
What do you think of being able to use your music that you've written and all your work? So much of it has been collaborated with, like, movies, TV shows, and, you know, sports teams, video games, you know, arenas, constantly at sporting events, you're shredding your music. It must just be a gas to see your work transcend all these different genres.
The whole ride has been the best possible experience. It's a trip, dude. You know, people ask me all the time when I see him out, because, you know, I usually just get regular tickets. You know, I get my tickets, I go
right.
wait in line, and I go to the game. And so people kind of trip out. And, you know, people always ask me when they see me at the stadium or at the arenas or whatever, you know, they ask me to take pictures, and I'm totally fine with it. And they're like, I bet you're kind of getting sick of this. And it's like, dude, you know, it's when people stop asking is when I got to start worrying. You know, it's a gift, you know, to be able to do what I do, and to hear so many people love the music, and, you know, to get so much love, especially across the board, from basketball, from NBA, from Major League Baseball, from boxing, from wrestling. I mean, it's like in MMA, we've got guys coming out to our songs. Roger Clemens used to come out to Linkin Park every time he'd come to the Mound. You know?
How and, cool is that?
and he, you know, he came to one of our shows. We got to meet him. Everything was really cool. I mean, you know, he's a legend. And he comes out to introduce the band, and, you know, the music that is normally played when he comes out on the field was being played, and everybody freaked out. I mean, it was like the whole place got just insane. I've got all those experiences, and it's all because, you know, people like our music.
Wow. There he was, Chester Bennington, gone way too soon, 41. It just kills me that he did that. I just don't get it. I never am going to get it. I don't understand it at all. He was such a cool dude. I just don't get it. I'll never understand why that happened, that he committed suicide. That's the insanity. I hate today. That sucked.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.